Okay, today we're going to learn Perek Aleph Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet in Maseches Bikurim. So now we're going to talk about different types of produce that you bring Bikurim from. Ein vin Bikurim chutz mishivas haminim. You only bring Bikurim from the seven minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. The Pasuk says that it's an Eretz, Chito, Te'ena, etc., that only Chito, Sa'ora, and grapes, and figs, and pomegranates, and olives, and dates, right, only those things that that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. And not only that, they have to also be high-quality type of produce. So the Mishnah says there are certain things that you cannot bring Bikurim from. Lo mitmarim shebaharim. You cannot bring Bikurim from dates that grow in the mountains, because they produce very little honey when they grow in the mountains, and therefore it's considered a lower quality date, less desirable, so you don't bring that as bikurim. V'lo miperush b'makim, nor do you bring from fruits that grow in valleys, because obviously dates that grow in valleys, yes, it means the other fruits, which apparently are better off, they grow at a higher elevation, but dates are better off growing in the valleys. V'lo mizeisei shemen she'enam min hamuvchar, also not from oil olives that aren't high quality olives. There are olives that that will drip oil out when rain falls on them, and others will hold in their oil even in the rain. So by saying Zeisei Shemen, the Torah is telling us that about how this olive produces oil. So only the types of olives that hold on to their oil even when it rains can be used as Bikurim, because then you're saying that it's an olive that really is going to produce oil. Now, at what point in time in the calendar do we bring Bikurim? Ein mevin Bikurim kodem latzeres. No Bikurim is brought before Shavuos. Anshei Hartzvoim hevi Bikurim kodem latzeres. The people of Hartzvoim once brought their Bikurim before Shavuos, lo kibul mehem, and the Kohanim turned it down. They rejected them. But it wasn't the Kohanim's executive decision. It's based on the Pasuk in the Torah when it talks about the Shtei Alechem that they bring on Shavuos, where it says, v'chaka katzir Bikurim asecha asher tizur b'sad. That Shavuos is called the Chag HaKotzer. Very often in the Torah, the descriptions of the Yom Tovim are based on agriculture. So it's the Chag HaKotzer, when the first fruits of your labor that you sow in the field, the Shtei Alechem, are brought. So it describes the Shtei Alechem as a Bikurim. It's Bikurei Ma'asecha, the first fruits of your labor. So that teaches us that Shtei Alechem has to come from the new crop. And all other karbanos from the new crop, like Bikurim, can't be brought until after the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem are the first thing that's brought from the new crop. So Bikurim can't be brought before Shavuos. That's how we end up. And that's why you're not allowed to bring Menachos either from the new crop until you bring the Shtei Alechem. Meaning the Shtei Alechem is what's matir bringing karbanos from Chadash. Meaning it's very similar to what the Karban Omer does in terms of the ability to eat Chadash begvulin, right? The ability to eat Chadash anywhere else, even in Chutz Laretz. That the Karban Omer is matir the new grain for regular consumption, and the Shtei Alechem is matir the new grain for karbanos, for kachim, for Beis Hamikdash type consumption. So only once the Shtei Alechem is brought, which is on Shavuos, can you then bring Bikurim. Now Mishnah Dalet talks about in the beginning of the Masechta, we said that there are three categories. There are some things that you bring Bikurim, some cases where you bring Bikurim and you do Mikra Bikurim, some cases where you bring Bikurim and don't do Mikra Bikurim, and some cases where Ein Mavi and Kal Iker. So we already in Mishnah Aleph and Beis discussed the examples of Ein Mavi and Kal Iker. So now we're going to go back to the category of people who bring Bikurim but are not Korei, don't do Mikra Bikurim. Seilu Mavin Velo Korin. The following bring Bikurim, but they don't do mikra bikurim. Hager may vivein kore. Someone who's a ger would bring bikurim, but he's not able to be kore mikra bikurim. She'enu yachalomer, and the reason for that is because he's not able to say the passage in the mikra bikurim asher nishba Hashem lavoseinu lasei slanu, that Hashem swore to our forefathers to give to us. But vim haisa im Yisrael may vive kore. If his mother or his father, for that matter, is a regular Jew, then meaning one of his parents. parents was is a native Jew, has regular Jewish lineage, then he is able to say it because he does descend from Jewish forefathers on one side of the family or the other, and that's enough to be matir him to at least say that phrase. So now that we said that Gerim and their descendants are not allowed to say the Mikra Bikurim because they can't say Lavosenu, so the Mishnah says, yeah, but what do you do about davening every day? Every day, the first bracha Shemon Esrei is the bracha of Avos. So how do we handle that? So Kshumispal bin Olvin Atzmo, when a Ger daven Shemon Esrei, instead of saying Elokeinu v'Elokei Avosenu, he should say Omer Elokei Avos Yisrael, not Avosenu, but Avos Yisrael. Ukshum Besa Knesses, but when he's davening in Shul, meaning he's the Shliach Tzibur, Omer Elokei Avosechem, he should revert to the rest of the Tzibur and say Elokei Avosechem. Vim Haisa Imam Yisrael, and if his mother or his father is a regular Jew, meaning is a native Jew, Omer Elokei Avosenu, then he's able to say Elokei Avosenu. That is what the Mishnah says. However, even though there's no Cholik in this Mishnah, in the Yerushalmi there is a Cholik in the Mishnah, and the Cholik says that a ger is allowed to say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu, and Eretz Asher Nishba LaAvoseinu La'aseis Lanu. What is it? The phrase Asher Nishba Hashem LaAvoseinu La'aseis Lanu. And the reason is because Avram Avinu was Avhamon Goyim, and we consider Avram Avinu the father to all of humanity. So Avram Avinu is always Avosenu. So since Avram Avinu was Avhamon Goyim, even a ger is allowed to say that. That's how we pass in Lemaisa. I mean, that's what we do. A ger actually does say a regular Shemon Esrei. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that only Shivas Aminim is eligible for Bikurim, and only high quality Shivas Aminim. And then we also learned about the timing of Bikurim, that you don't bring Bikurim before Shavuos, and Anshe Har Tzivoim once tried to, and they were rejected, and the reason you don't bring Bikurim before Shavuos is that no new fruits can be used in Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash before you bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. That's based on the fact that the Torah describes the Shtei Alechem as Bikurei Ma'asecha. And then in Mishnah Dalet we learned that Ger is not able to do Mikra Bikurim, even though he's chayiv to bring the Bikurim, because he cannot say Asher Nishba Hashem unless at least on one side of his family he has a native Jew, and the same is true even for davening. When he says the bracha of Avos, he's not able to say unless on one side of his family he is a native Jew. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey.